愿大家平安。
Peace to everyone.
请我们来看马太福音。
Let's take a look at Matthew.
马太福音第五章。
Matthew chapter 5.
马太福音第五章。
Matthew chapter 5.
我们先从第四章的十七节。
Let's begin at chapter 4, verse 17. Verse 17, from that time on, Jesus began to preach, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near.
主耶稣传道的第一句话，天国近了。
The first words of Jesus Christ when he began to preach was, the kingdom of heaven is near.
他要把神的国从天上带到人间。
He was to bring the heavenly kingdom to man.
也使在地上的人有一个回到神国的盼望。
It is to give the people of the world a hope of returning to heaven.
然后第五章开始，主耶稣提到山上的宝训。
And then in chapter 5, Jesus was up on the mountainside.
他第一个就提到八个不同的福气。
And here he mentioned the eight beatitudes.
所以主耶稣来世界上就是要带给我们福气。
And so the reason for Christ in this world is to bring us blessing.
信耶稣就是要享受神给我们的福气。
To believe in Christ is to enjoy the blessings given by God.
但是我们仔细看，他所提到的福气跟我们一般人所想的福气不太一样。
But the kind of blessings that Christ mentions is not quite the same as we think it would be.
我们的福气都比较偏向于肉体的、物质上的、金钱上的。
But because our kind of blessings are more to the physical world, to the flesh, and to like money.
但是主耶稣给我们是更好的福分。
But Christ has given us even better blessings.
那我们前三次提到前面的六福。
Last time we've mentioned the six previous beatitudes.
我们最后一次来看这个八福。
And so now we will look at the eighth.
第九节。
Verse 9.Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons of God.
这个地方说，有一种福气，就是要做神的儿子。
And here it mentions a kind of blessing that allows us to become sons of God.
福气就是要白白给我们。
Blessings are given to us freely.
但是，我们要得到这个福气，需要有一个条件。
But there is a condition in order to receive this blessing.
就是要使人和睦。
That is to become a peacemaker.
罗马书里面在提到神的国有三个特色。
In Romans, it says that there are two characteristics. There are three characteristics of heaven.
第一个是公义。
First is just
righteousness. 就是没有罪。
That is, there is no,
第二个
no sin.
是平安。
Second, it is peace.
那神的国就是教会。
The kingdom of heaven, the kingdom is the church.
也是我们的家庭。
It is also our family.
如果神的国实现，应该是很平安。
And so, kingdom of heaven is peaceful.
大家非常的和睦。
Everyone is united.
但是我们每一个人都有不同的个性跟缺点。
But we all have our own personalities and our own weaknesses.
有不同的想法。
And our own ways of thinking.
所以人跟人之间就常常会有问题。
And so there are conflicts between men.
因此这个使人和睦，这是一个我们信仰生活很重要的可以做的一件事情。
Being a peacemaker is something that is very important to do in our lives.
就是两个人有不和睦的地方，因为我们的介入会让两个人更和睦。
So if two people are in conflict, then we should make be peacemakers.
所以有时候我们常常发现有的地方不太和睦，几个家庭搬进去，那个地方变成很和睦。
We may discover that in some areas where there may not be very peaceful, when a particular family moves in, there may be peace later.
这几家就是使人和睦的。
And these few families are the peacemakers.
那有的地方不太和睦，几家搬走了，那个地方就太平无事。
But if some place was not very peaceful and some people move away, and then suddenly things become calm down.
那很可能是这几家人就是不是 不是和睦的来源。
Then it's possible that this family who moved away were not peacemakers.
那要怎么样才能够使人和睦合一
？And so, how do we be peacemakers and make peace?
我们如果在世界上，你就发现很难。
We find it to be very difficult in this world.
因为有时候你如果得罪一个人哦，一辈子可能这个关系就断掉了。
Because if you wrong someone, your relationship could be completely over between that person.
但是啊，如果我们在信仰里面哦，要让人和睦，讲起来是非常简单。
But in the faith, to become peacemakers in the faith, it is extremely easy.
好，我们看约翰福音。
Let's take a look at John.
啊，约翰福音的。十七章
John chapter 17
约翰福音十七章
John chapter 17
这是主耶稣分离的祷告
This is the prayer from Jesus
二十三节
Verse 23 I in them and you in me May they be brought to complete unity to let the world know that you sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me
主耶稣很希望他所拣选的这一群人完完全全的和平合一。
It is the hope of Christ that the people that he's chosen be in complete unity.
因为主耶稣还没有钉十字架以前，门徒就在争谁为大。
Because before Christ was even crucified on the cross, people were debating who was the greatest of them all.
因为主耶稣已经预见他不在以后，这些门徒可能会分裂。
Christ already said that it is possible that there will be division between the people.
所以他在这里说，我在他们里面。
That's why he says here that I and them and you and me.
就好像你在我里面。
Just like you are in me.
那他们就会完完全全的合一。
And then they will be brought to complete unity.
因此，我们人之间要和睦，讲起来实在很简单。如果主耶稣在我们中间，就和睦了。
So if we want to be in complete unity, it is very simple, and that is to allow Christ to be among us.
为什么夫妻会吵架吵到要离婚呢？因为主耶稣不在中间呢。
Why do couples argue and quarrel and want divorce? It's because Christ is not among them.
为什么家庭乱糟糟？因为主耶稣不在其间。
Why is a family dysfunctional? It's because Christ is not with them.
为什么教会没有办法和睦？
And why is the church unable to be in complete unity?
因为主耶稣不在我们中间。
Because Christ does not abide with them.
虽然我们信耶稣。
So although we believe in Christ,
很可能啊，主不在我们里面。
It is very possible that Christ is not in us.
主耶稣说，我在他们里面，就是他们完完全全合一。
Because Jesus said that when I am in them, they will be in complete unity.
那这怎么讲？
How do we explain that?
主耶稣在我们里面就讲三件事情啊。
When Jesus says, I am in them, there's three things.
第一个就是主的爱。
First is the love of Jesus.
如果主耶稣能够赦免定他的人。
If Christ can forgive those who crucified him.
那一种爱充满在我们里面。
And that love dwells in us.
没有一个人给我们的伤害得罪比定耶稣那个更可怕。
Then no one can harm us, just like how Jesus was crucified.
如果主耶稣都可以赦免定他的人，那个爱在我们里面，那就没有问题啊。
If Christ can forgive those who crucified him, and that kind of love is in us, there will be no problem.
所以今天我们没有办法和睦，常常因为没有办法赦免。
Because the reason for not having unity is because we are unable to forgive others.
没有办法赦免，因为我们爱不够。
And we are unable to forgive because we lack the love.
被神的爱充满，我们的对一个罪人感觉会改变。
If we are filled with Christ, then we will change.
不会很恨他，会变成很可怜他。
We won't hate that person who wronged us. Rather, we will pity them.
因为他在罪里面，他是有病。
Because that person is in sin and they are sick.
所以你就会产生可怜的感觉。
And so in that way, you will have a pitiful heart for them.
这个是第一个。
That's the first point.
主的爱。
The love of Christ.
第二个，我们常常不和睦是因为想法不一样。
Second, the reason for this non-unity is because our thinking is different.
那如果主的道贯穿在我们里面。
If the words of God are in us.
每个人的想法都真理化。
then all of our thoughts are of the truth.
我们对处理事情的方法都是真理。
Anything that we do is of the from the truth.
你发现很多问题就不是问题。
And then we find that problems are no longer problems.
问题是我们对事情的看法、想法、做法，常常是用我们个人的意见。
It's because the way we see things, the way we do things, is according to ourselves.
如果我们回归到用真理。用真理的立场，用真理的方法，那就很简单。
If we come back to the truth, then things are simple.
不对的就要悔改。
If we have done something wrong, we need to repent.
那对的要感谢。
If we done something, if things are right, then we need to give thanks.
就是这么简单。
It is just that simple.
那第三个，我们不能够和睦，是因为罪性。
And thirdly, Thirdly, if there's no unity, it's because there is sin.
我们有罪性。
That we have the nature of sin.
勾心斗角，人的不能和睦。里面啊，人的心啊，人的心很诡诈。
Our hearts are very evil.
那这罪性怎么办？
And so what do we do about this sin?
主的圣灵要来更新。
The Holy Spirit will correct it.
圣灵感动，我们就会更新。
The movement of the Holy Spirit will correct this.
给我们力量，我们就会改变。
It will give us power, and we will change.
所以要让人跟人和睦，最重要要把主耶稣带到他们中间。
And so, in order to have unity, we'd have to bring them to God.
不和睦是因为主没有在中间。
There's no unity. It is because Christ is not dwelling among them.
主耶稣是和平的君。
Jesus is the Prince of Peace.
还有一个就是我们要让人和睦，要让人对事情的看法要往上提升到神的层面来看。
So if we want unity, we need to raise our thinking to that of God.
有时候我们发现呢，两个人合不来，就是要论个清楚到底是谁对。
And because when people don't get along, it's sometimes because they're debating who is right.
你怎么论都论不清楚，有些事情真的是论不清楚了。
No matter, because most things, no matter what, how you argue, you cannot come to the conclusion.
因为有一些事情啊，包括我们用的语言，别人听的跟我们讲的意思不一样，那你怎么去论？
And sometimes there's that language barrier where you're arguing, but you can't even get through because of your language.
那有一些事情牵涉到动机，这个动机只有神知道，谁知道？
And other things involve your motive, and who knows your motive other than God?
所以要让人和睦，要讲个清楚才会和睦，这永远不太可能。
And so, if you're trying to find unity through finding out who's right and who's winning an argument, it is going to be impossible.
那不是不可能。
Not that it is truly impossible.
如果我们把这些事情往上提升到神的层面来看
，Because if you raise this to the eyes of God,
我们来看创世纪五十章。
Let's take a look at Genesis chapter 51.
创世纪五十章。
Genesis chapter 50.
十八节。
Verse 18.
他的哥哥又俯伏在他面前说：“我们是你的仆人。”十九节。
19.
约瑟对他说：“不要害怕，我岂能够代替神呢？”你看约瑟的哥哥自己良心知道他卖了约瑟。
We see here that their brother's conscience allowed them to realize that they had sold their brother.
这是不对的。
This is wrong.
但是现在约瑟做宰相了。
Joseph is now in a high position.
爸爸死了。
His father has died.
现在他们想，约瑟一定是毫不留情的要报复。
And they thought now, well, this is the opportunity for Joseph to revenge.On them.
想不到约瑟哭了，一个受害的人竟然哭了。
But unexpectedly, Joseph started crying. A person who was harmed was crying.
我说，我岂能够代替神呢？
He said, "Am I in the place of God?"
所以约瑟对他哥哥卖他这件事情啊，把他提升到神的立场来看。
And so Joseph took this incident where his brothers had sold him up to the place of God.
这样他就对哥哥没有恨了，不但没有恨，而且用好话安慰他，用供给来供养他们。
And so therefore Joseph did not hate them, rather he loved them.
那二十节
verse 20.
你们意思是要害我，神的意思是好的，要差我到这里来。
verse 20, you intended to harm me, but God intended it for good.
也就是说，虽然你们意思是不好的。
That is to say that even though you wanted, even though your motives were bad,
但是约瑟从小就有神同在。
But God was always with Joseph from ever since he was young.
被出卖竟然成为成全神旨意的方法。
When he was, even though he was betrayed by his brothers, he had actually fulfilled the will of God.
所以我们今天需要有一个信心。
So we need to have this faith today.
我是神的儿女。
That we are the children of God.
如果神跟我同在。
If God is with me.
如果我没有做错。
If I didn't do any wrong.
我们是被别人没有办法推倒的。
Then we cannot be knocked down by others.
我们的命运是没有办法被别人改变的。
Then our will not be changed by others.
这个是圣经里面铁的事实。
This is the truth from the Bible.
神同在的人命运是不会被别人的错误改变的。
A person who has the abidance of God will not be changed by others.
别人的错误也会成全神的旨意。
Other people's wrongs will fulfill the will of God.
但以理是另外一个例子。
Daniel is another example.
他被丢到狮子坑里面。
He was thrown in the lion's den.
但是神既然不愿意他死，他就不会死。
But because God did not want him to allow him to die, he didn't die.
所以很多事情，我们如果用信心提升到神的旨意，根本就没有问题啊。
So if we, with our faith, elevated to God, then it's no longer a problem.
啊，你对我对你错我错都没有关系了。
I have wronged you, you have wronged me. It doesn't matter anymore.
因为我的命运是在神的手里。
Because my life is in the hands of God.
只要我做的神喜欢，神就会祝福我。
If I do the things that pleases God, God will bless me.
那这样我们就能够成就人跟人的和平。
And in that way, we can have peace among each other.
不然的话，你要去论啊，你讲这句话对，你讲这句话错，一辈子你没有办法成就和平了。
Because if you want to argue, who is right and who is wrong, you will never have a conclusion.
站在人的立场，很多事情是讲不清的。
Things done from the angle of people will never come to any kind of.
站在神的立场，实在是很简单。
Being in the being on God's level, it is very simple.
所以我们要让人和睦。
So we want to be in unity with each other.
这是很重要的。
This is important.
这样要成为神的儿女。
And this will allow us to be the children of God.
那这个雅各书里面在讲啊，要让人和睦，要有上头的智慧。
And in James it says that in order for unity to be among us, we must have the wisdom from above.
所以这个教会里面啊，有上头智慧的人越多，这个教会越平安。
And so if a church has the wisdom from above, then it will be more peaceful.
我们来看雅各书。
Let's take a look at James.
雅各书的第三章
James chapter 3
13节
Verse 13
第三章的13节
James chapter 3 verse 13
你们中间请读
13 Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show it by his good life, by deeds done in the humility that comes from wisdom. Verse 14, but if you harbor bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast about it or deny the truth. Verse 15, such wisdom does not come down from heaven, but is earthly, unspiritual, of the devil. 16, for where you have envy and selfish ambition, there you find disorder and evil and every evil practice.
这个十六节说，何处有嫉妒纷争，就叫何处有扰乱各各样的坏事。
Again, in verse 16, it says, For where you have envy and selfish ambition, there you find disorder and every evil practice.
中文叫做纷争，英文叫 self-ambition. 就是说以自我为中心的那一种动机。
And selfish ambition is all about oneself.
那这个常常是聪明的人才会。
And it's usually those who are very smart will do things like that.
像这个法利赛人讲很多好话，但是其实里面他问主耶稣的问题里面是一个毒钩在里面。
But for example, the Pharisees ask Jesus a lot of questions, but behind all those questions, they have evil intent.
这个不是上头来的智慧。
It is not the wisdom from above.
这个是地上的。
It is of this world.
你如果想每一个人都像法利赛人这样，这个不是勾心斗角吗？
If everybody was like the Pharisees, then wouldn't it be chaos?
那这是就属地、属情与属鬼谋的。
And these things are of earthly, unspiritual, and of the devil.
那这就是乱的来源。
And this is where chaos comes from.
所以不是说聪明人多就会和平。
So it doesn't mean that because there are a lot of smart, wise people, there will be unity.
但是真的要和平，需要有上头的智慧。
To have true peace, there must true unity. There must be wisdom from heaven.
十七节
，verse 17，
说上头来的智慧是清洁的。
It says that the wisdom from heaven is pure.
清洁是动机很纯。
That means the motive is pure.
我们爱人就是要让他得好处，这样而已。
We love them because we want them to be benefited.
没有什么隐藏的目的。
There are no hidden motives.
没有什么要利用、要控制，也借着爱要利用人、控制人，没有那个东西在里面。
There is no motive to take advantage of others.
这所以是清洁的。
It is pure.
那再来是和平的。
Next is peace loving.
爱人产生和睦和平。
Loving others will create unity and peace.
再来是温良柔顺。
Next is considerate and submissive.
所以有时候我们人跟人不能和睦，就是也不是，就是个性太强太冲，讲话让人听得不舒服就撞起来了。这个就是没有上头的智慧。
And so other times it's because people have too strong of a personality, and this also creates problems with peace.
再来就是有怜悯，多结善果。
And then next is full of mercy and good fruit.
然后没有偏见，没有假冒。
Impartial and sincere.
那这个就是上头的智慧。
This is the wisdom from heaven.
那这所带给人的好处就是和平。
And the good that comes from it is peace.
所以使人和睦的有福了。
And so blessed are the peacemakers.
那他要称为神的儿子。
For they will be called sons of God.
那为什么称作神的儿子是一种福气。
And why is being the son of God a blessing?
我们现在来看约翰福音第一章。
Let's take a look at John chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章。
John chapter 1.
十二节。
Verse 12. Verse 12, yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God.
这里说接待信主耶稣的名，接待接纳他的神就要赐给他一个权柄做神的儿女。
Here it says that if they believe in his name, they've received him, then they will become children of God.
这是一种权柄。
This is a right.
所以世界上最好的那个 right, 最好的这个权柄是什么？做神的儿女。
And what is the greatest right in this world? It is to become the children of God.
为什么？
Why?
因为做神的儿女，神就是他的父。
Because being the children of God, God is their father.
那想想看，如果神是我们的父，他爱我们，我们做他的儿女，那我们还缺什么？
If you think about it, if God is our father, we are his children, he loves us, then what are we lacking?
就没有缺乏了。
We have no lacking then.
所以说十四节，道成肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满有恩典，有真理。
He gave us the right to become children of God and gave us blessings.
所以做神的儿女，就生活你就体会神多神的恩典。
So if we are the children of God, we will be blessed.
我们来看路加十一章。
Let's take a look at Luke chapter 11.
路加福音十一章。
Luke chapter 11.
第十节。
Verse 10.
十一节，十二节。
Verse 10 to verse 12. For everyone who asks receives, he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks the door will be open. Verse 11, which of you fathers, if your son asks for a fish, will give him a snake instead? Verse 12, or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? Verse 13, if you then, though you are evil, know how to give good good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? When we kneel down to pray, we think of an issue.
神这么伟大,
God is so great.
我这么渺小,
I am so little.
好像微尘,
it is like
dust.
We are like dust.
在以赛亚书说, 在神面前我们好像没有一样。
Like Isaiah said, we are like nothing in front of God. We can't ask even the people on the streets to tell to do something for us. We can't ask the neighbor to do something for us.
甚至有时候你向自己的亲兄弟要求做替我们做什么都有困难。
Even asking your own family and relatives to help us with something will be difficult too.
为什么我们可以跪下来向神求？
Why can we kneel down and ask of God?
难道神欠我们什么吗？
Does God owe us anything?
没有啊。
No.
难道神背叛我们吗？ 背叛我们吗？
Did God betray us?
是我们背叛神啊。
We betrayed him.
那我们为什么可以向神求？
And so why can we ask of God?
到最后是因为他是我的父。
Because in the end, he is our father. We are his son. He loves me. And so with that, we can pray to God. Because we are his children. We have a right. We can pray to him worry-free. And it's not just this. Let's take a look at 1 John.
约翰一书的第三章。
1 John chapter 3.
约翰一书第三章。
1 John chapter 3.
第一节,第二节。
Verse 1 and verse 2. How great is the love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Verse 2. Dear friends, now we are children of God, and what will we be has not yet been made known. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is.
这两节里面三次提到神的儿女。
And here it mentions children of God three times.
我们得称为神的儿女。
We will be called children of God.
我们也真是他的儿女。
We are our children of God.
是人啊, 第二节。
In verse 2.
我们现在是神的儿女。
Now we are children of God.
重复三次。
Three times.
这是很重要的。
This is very important.
为什么要重复?
Why does it need to be repeated?
因为这是神给我们何等大的爱。
Because it is the great love given to us by God.
能够做神的儿女。
To be the children of God.
那做神的儿女就是一个很有盼望的人。
And so to be the children of God, we have hope.
人很怕老。
People are afraid of aging.
但是老一直来到。
But nonetheless, we still age.
但是做神的儿女,
but to be the children of God,
我们有一个盼望,
we have a hope.
主若显现, 我们要像他。
Jesus said, we will be like him.
这大显现的时候,
when he appears.
他第二次再来, 我们要改变跟他一样。
And during his second coming, we will change and be like him.
这个就是复活。
This is the resurrection.
然后我们要见他。
And then we will meet him.
这个就是升天。
This is when we rise to heaven.
回到父那里去。
Back to our Father.
因为我们是他的儿女。
Because we are his children.
所以这是一个极大的恩典。
And so this is a great blessing.
神让我们做他的儿女。
God allows us to be his children.
所以我们有一个天国的盼望。
So that we have a hope in the kingdom of heaven.
因为天国就是父的国。
Because the kingdom of heaven is the kingdom of the Father.
我们将来回到那里去, 与他同在。
One day we will return there and be with him.
所以, 神给我们的恩典啊, 福气实在是很宝贵。
And so the blessings from God are very precious.
做神的儿女。
And to become the children of God.
但是条件是什么?
But what are the conditions?
要使人和睦。
That we must be peacemakers.
所以我们如果看到有纷争的地方啊, 我们一定要 让他和睦。
If we see areas of division, we need to unite them.
把主耶稣带到他们中间。
We must bring Jesus among them.
让他们看事情, 把它往上提升到神的层面来看。
So they can raise it up to the level of God.
那和睦就不是这么困难。
And then unity will not be such a problem.
那我们的福气就是大的。
And so our blessing then will be great. Let's sing a hymn.
239首。
239.
最后来祷告。
Now we're going to pray.
请我们常常纪念身体欠安的同龄。
Please remember in our prayers those who are weak.
也请我们常常纪念一些来教会慕道的朋友。
And please also remember those who are the truth seekers.
因为一个人要信耶稣，这是一场征战。
Because believing in Christ is a battle.
包括会设下各种不同的困难。
Satan will throw in all kinds of difficulties.
我们常常为他们代祷。
Let's always remember to pray for them.
求主让我们遇到好机会啊，让我们教会的慕道朋友能够越来越多。
And may God give us the opportunity to have more and more truth seekers.
那也借着祷告，让我们来亲近神。
And also through our prayers, may we draw closer to God.
忙碌了一天呢，让我们能够亲近神，使我们在灵里面能够重新得力。
We had toiled the whole day. May God give us the strength again.
让我们现在一起来祷告15分钟。
Let's kneel down and pray for 15 minutes.
时间到了，慢点。一起来祈祷。
Let's kneel down and pray.